Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Jason from Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Hey, Jason. What's
Fountain
going on?
Fountain Hills.
Fountain Hills, right near Phoenix.
Gotcha.
Huh.
I have a 1996 Land Rover Discovery, and my question is, how important is it to remove a foreign body from a differential before you drive the car?
A body? You killed somebody?
Not quite. I was actually blowing the differential out before I put fluid in it with an air gun, and the tip of the air gun fell off into the differential.
Oh, and it's an aluminum tip, I bet.
It's actually rubber.
Oh, it's rubber.
Oh, it's rubber.
Oh, I know exactly the air gun you have. You have the same one I have.
Yeah, it's, El Cheapo.
Yeah, the El Cheapo.
Exactly.
I paid $6 for mine. I don't. I know exactly the tip. Well, so and this has no drain plug on it. This diff.
It does have a drain plug, and I fished around with my finger and actually a coat hanger. I spent about 2.5 hours trying to get the thing out.
Most differentials have a fill plug on the side, which is like halfway up, which is where you were blowing the air.
Yeah.
Correct.
And also a drain plug on
the bottom.
Correct.
But yours does not have one.
Yes, mine has both of those things.
So why didn't you take out the one on the bottom?
Oh, he did, and it still won't come out.
Right. I was actually able to feel it with my finger early on in the whole process of trying to get it out.
Ah, okay.
But since then, it has magically disappeared into the abyss of my diff.
I'm pretty sure that rubber tip is just going to get ground up within the first mile that you drive.
Okay.
It's going to get in between the ring and pinion. It'll make a few passes, and then it'll be reduced to dust.
It would be nice to get it out, though.
Well, it would be. And if you did you try the following? When you had the drain plug out, did you try turning slowly the drive shaft to make the ring and pinion gear turn so that you might be able to move that thing right in the vicinity of the drain hose where you could fish grab it maybe?
I absolutely did. I can tell you I've tried just about everything, including jacking up one side of the car so high.
And how many days of work have you missed as a result of this?
Well, a couple.
So won't this thing float?
Oh, the rubber piece?
Yeah, it'll float.
It might.
I mean, what if you filled up the differential with water?
Or filled it up with oil.
I actually did try filling it up with oil and draining it out. And still
No, if you fill it up and it's right at the fill hole,
it might come out.
You should be able to get it to the fill hole, stick a coat hanger in there, and pull it right out.
That could work.
Or a tweezer.
That's what I would do.
That could work.
It could work, yeah.
To make this a little bit more complicated, I'm about to go on a 2-week Mexican safari style thing. And if this thing blows up on me, I'm going to be in a world of trouble.
Oh, boy. And so you were doing this, you know, you ever hear the expression, let sleeping dogs lie? Boy, you definitely have disturbed a sleeping dog here. And now, even if it doesn't fail, you're going to never enjoy this trip. Because the whole trip is going to be fraught with anxiety about this stupid little rubber tip. Let's go back 9 steps.
There's not many places it can go.
No, quite honestly, either it's going to get stuck in some corner, but more
it's
likely than
not,
it's
going to get chewed up.
It's going to get circulated around with you. All that oil eventually winds up between those gear teeth, every last drop of it. It gets circulated, and this thing is going to get repeatedly squashed between those gears and squashed to oblivion. So I would, you know, here's what I would do. I would drive the thing around town. When's the trip? When are you leaving tomorrow?
No, it's actually a week from tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, you got a whole week to drive around? What a deal.
No, here's what you should do. I think you should drive it for a short distance, maybe a couple of miles on the highway.
And then drain it.
And then drain it. And when you do, all the little pieces of this rubber tip will fall out.
Sounds good.
And if any gear teeth fall out, cancel the trip. See you, Jason.
Thank you very
much. Don't worry.
Much.
It's going to be fine. And by the way, there were probably 25 other things that are going to break down on this trip. I wouldn't worry about the diff.
Yeah,
good luck, man.
This is a 12-year-old heap.
Don't worry. You'll be fine. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.